Jerry Bader Show 952. By the way, thanks to Robert in our newsroom up here in Green Bay, the Sox broke the curse of the Bambino in 2004 and then won it again in 2007. I knew they won it twice last decade. I just wasn't sure of the years. Have not clinched it at Fenway, though, since 1918. That was the fall my dad turned 1 year old. That would be pretty cool. In the next hour, I want to get to a couple of things. Those of you who are very angry with me about suggesting elderly drivers should be retested, and you said teen drivers are more dangerous, have a story that we're going to want folks to weigh in on. By the way, I didn't say that wasn't true. I never said that wasn't true. And I also said everybody should be tested. But clearly, some people in that demo felt they were being targeted in that demographic group. What are you picking on the elderly for? Your physical skills diminish. It's a reality. I'm sorry, but it is. But anyway, this is the other side of that story. We'll get to that after 10 o'clock, as well as the you get to keep your plan crapola. That's all over the news and suddenly making Ron Johnson a conservative hero again. Wow. Sean Hannity was gushing about him yesterday. I thought there was something wrong with my radio. Wait, what? We'll get to that. I want to spend just a minute on this. I did not get to this on the air last week. This is old news, and I understand that. However, some of you will know why I take this very personally. A tendency by Democrats to just make things up and the media not call them on it. Do you remember during the presidential campaign that Harry Reid said that Mitt Romney had broken the law, that he hadn't paid taxes for 10 years, but he wouldn't say who told him? Well, somebody told me. Somebody told me that. And he was barely challenged on it. And Nancy Pelosi defended him and said, well, somebody told Harry Reid that, so it's a fact. I want you to remember that for a moment. Last week, Dick Durbin posted on Facebook that during heated closed-door discussions about the shutdown, a Republican said to President Obama, I can't even stand to look at you. Okay. Durbin wasn't there when this allegedly happened. He wasn't there. Okay. The day after this, the White House, Jay Carney, at his daily press briefing said that didn't happen. That did not happen. Durbin stood by it. Okay, so you had the White House and Dick Durbin calling each other liars. Democratic Senator from Illinois, Dick Durbin, said something happened behind closed doors where the president was told, I can't even stand to look at you. The White House said, that never happened. Durbin stands by his story after Jay Carney says, no, that didn't happen. Well, if you didn't hear what happened on Thursday, the White House said Thursday that Senator Dick Durbin's account of a Republican insult of President Barack Obama was an inaccurate misunderstanding, and an opponent of the senator criticized him for including the discredited claim in a fundraising pitch. Guess what? Durbin claims he heard it from the White House. And the White House said, well, no, there was a mis... No, that we didn't tell Dick that. But initially, Durbin would not back down from it. The Chicago Tribune took him to task on this. Suppose we told you indignantly and unequivocally that a Democratic U.S. Senate leader had said President Barack Obama actually was born in Kenya. Suppose we added a dollop of moral superiority but didn't name the Democratic leader, the better to discredit all of them. What are the chances of an honest conversation with someone who has just said something so disrespectful? That's just the sort of smear Durbin posted Sunday on Facebook. Many Republicans searching for something to say in defense of the disastrous shutdown strategy will say President Obama just doesn't try hard enough to communicate with Republicans. But in a negotiation meeting with the president, one GOP House leader told the president, "I cannot even stand to look at you." Durbin then added the something so disrespectful rhetorical question quoted above. But the White House said the incident didn't occur. After aides to Republican leaders said the account wasn't true, White House Press Secretary added Wednesday, "It didn't happen." On Thursday, the White House reaffirmed its denial but tried to take responsibility. While the quote attributed to a Republican lawmaker in the House GOP meeting with the president is not accurate, there was a miscommunication when the White House read out that meeting to Senate Democrats, and we regret the misunderstanding. Oh, so, okay. I have two more things to say about this after the news, and then we'll move on to something else. 9:58.
Jerry Bader Show.